Morning, Adam. How are we going?
Very well, thank you, Michael.
Well, one sleep to go. Mystic Journey made it to Melbourne this morning. What time did she arrive?
So she arrived here at Tony McAvoy's 6:30 this morning and travelled over impeccably well. Really happy with the presentation. She's got a good routine and a good understanding now, but there's still always a little bit of nervous apprehension when you do travel them. You like to see everything run smoothly, and thankfully that's been the case for this trip again.
When they come over on the boat, do they have a handler with them, or are they on their own?
No, so I just leave her to her own device. We open up the whole back of the truck, so she's effectively got a portable stable, and she has a tea and water and so forth. So she just lets down and relaxes exactly the same as what she would in a stable of an evening at home. So she's travelled well, presents marginally lighter than what she was when she arrived for the PB Lawrence. She was 495 there a month ago, and she was 489 when she got off the float this morning, but that's probably negligible and just natural improvement as she's moving forward into her preparation.
And then does she do much today?
Just a really quiet day. She's just been out for a hand walk and a pick of grass this morning, and she's just letting down in a stable, nice and relaxed there, and she'll just do the same this afternoon. So it's a really relaxing day for her. We just let her settle and build up for the main assignment tomorrow.
I spoke to Mystic Journey's owner, Wayne Roser, on Racing Pulse Tasmania earlier in the week, and he told me that you actually slept in the box with Mystic Journey before the Lawrence Stakes. Is that right, and why?
I spent a bit of time there. Sort of, she was just a little bit on edge when she came over last time, and we've just tweaked a couple of things this time out. We've moved to stable, and she presents a lot more settled. She was down the end of the barn, the last box on the right, so something really simplistic. We've just moved her up one box, which is the same stable as what she resides in at home, second last box on the right, just so that she has a horse either side of her. She's just become a little bit anxious and got quite attached to the horse in the box directly next to her, and sort of wanted to wander that wall a bit to a certain extent. So she's got a partner each side of her, and she's lovely and settled, and she's letting down nicely for the day.
So that's how closely you watch her. You stay at the stables to make sure everything's okay?
Yeah, keep a pretty close eye on her. She's a filly that really does like human interaction. She seems to glean comfort off it and confidence. So we just keep her happy. I don't overstress her, but just she just likes to know you're there, even whether you're standing at the stable door or sitting down having a look at the fields on your phone in the corner of a box. Sort of, she's quite happy to come over and sort of interact with you and have a nuzzle, and she just seems more relaxed in her demeanour in that situation.
How do you see the field tomorrow? The barrier draw from 10, how do you think it'll play out? Where would you like to see her in the run?
So, firstly, it's a cracking race, but it'll be really interesting to see where they do file down into the run. I've got it mapped as a race with not genuine tempo, so I think they'll go slow early, continue to build and really turn it into a march home. So I would think she could be a game of cat and mouse. She'll probably trail Scales of Justice, and Hartnell will probably trail us. We've drawn around the same barrier allotments, 9, 10 and 11, those three horses. So I would envisage sort of 4th, 5th, 6th in the run, just providing that we can get a little bit of cover in that situation.
Well, Scales of Justice, last week we spoke to Lindsay Smith and he said he wouldn't be scared to lead, thinks he performs well. So that's where you'd like to be in the first half dozen, so you're within striking distance.
Within striking distance. If he leads, we definitely won't be trailing him. That's one thing that is a given. We won't be that far forward in the run. So that's a really interesting comment. I hadn't heard that, but I do know with Scales of Justice from an outside observation that when they push the button, they push the button. So he'll be going for home sort of at the top of the running here at Flemington, which will give us a target to chase down. And we've just got to hope that she's good enough to be able to run him down.
Has she taken much improvement from that first up win?
Taken a lot of improvement, I feel. That brought her to where she needs to be. She was obviously ran through the line and was really dominant there at Caulfield over the 1400, but it's really brought her on. She's had a couple of trips away to Launceston for grass gallops, which is a piece of stimulation that she responds well to. She doesn't have to go up there and go quick, but just a day away, she just really lifts her blood count and gets her into the right space. So She gave a fantastic feel there on Tuesday morning, and she presents lovely and bright as we stand here today. So there's nowhere to hide. She's pretty much wound up for this assignment. People talk about 85% fit, 90% fit. As we stand, we're only sort of 43 days away from a Cox Plate and going to move forward in distance. So she's pretty much wound up, and she'll be able to maintain that form for the next month, I trust.
You marking those days off the calendar? You know exactly how many days it is to the Cox Plate?
Yeah, exactly right. It's in the mindset, that's for sure.
What's the plan? All going well tomorrow, is it one more run into the Cox Plate?
That would be my preference and my thought as we stand here. Sort of Maccabee Diva tomorrow and then step into the Turnbull just to have a look at her over the 2,000 metres before we go to the 2,000 metres of the Cox Plate. I think that will really, really toughen her up. And as we spoke, she loves the track here at Flemington. So I think it's a good opportunity. I'd be surprised if my mindset changed off the back of what we see tomorrow. But there is an option to give her another run should we need to. There's a possibility that she could go Underwood Stakes into the Caulfield Stakes and then the Cox Plate. But preference would be just one more run, Turnbull Stakes, straight into the Cox Plate.
Who do you think's the hardest to beat tomorrow?
Hartnell. I think he's going to be right at the top of his game, third up at a mile. He's been fantastic from my observation. His two runs back really hit the line with good enthusiasm. Gets back to Flemington where he's got such good form. So he's the benchmark for tomorrow, I feel.
All being equal, even luck, do you expect her to win?
If she's good enough, I do. As I said, she's taken good improvement out of the Caulfield run, so she's going to present a lot better. Obviously, the remainder of the field has had racing and it's going to be at the top of the game as well. But she'll be as good as she can be tomorrow, and if that's good enough, she'll win.
We wish you the best of luck. It's an amazing journey. Let's hope it continues tomorrow at Flemington.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Adam.